Well, at the moment, we had one harbour master situated in Greencastle. That harbour master is actually retired, and there's a new harbour master to be put in place. That harbour master in Greencastle would look over all the piers in Inishowen. And then there's a harbour master situated in Burtonport that looks after the rest of the piers down the west. You know, going back a number of years, there would have been a number of harbour masters working part-time for the council, looking after the piers. Particularly here in Inishowen, you know, we have a number of piers that are extremely busy. We have Glengad Pier, you know, probably the second busiest pier in the county after Greencastle, but probably has more landings on a daily basis than Greencastle. You have Malin Head Pier, you have Orris Pier, you have Donegie Pier. Very, very busy piers with a lot of fishermen fishing out of them. And we feel that these piers are not getting the service that we did in the past, and that those piers deserve a full-time harbour master. The harbour master in Greencastle has a large job with a busy port, so we do feel that we need to go back to where we were and have harbour masters, particularly even to look after those smaller piers, because of the activity that's at those piers now, which is very, very high, particularly this time of year. And we're asking the council to look at that and try and get funding to secure at least one more harbour master for Inishowen.
And now the harbour master would oversee the pier in terms of making sure it's well kept, but there's also a very important safety element there.
There is, absolutely. I mean, part of the harbour master's job is to keep the pier in condition, good condition, to keep it clean and tidy. But health and safety in a pier is paramount, and, you know, people's lives are at stake. People go out in boats every day of the week and risk their lives. And it's paramount in us as a council to make sure that those piers are kept and the health and safety is looked after in those piers, particularly in slipways and steps where you have algae growing and you have, you know, maybe bait and stuff lying about the pier, and maybe boats parked in dangerous positions, or cars parked in dangerous positions blocking entrances to slips if the lifeboat needed to get out or Coast Guard needed to get out. And blocking roadways and different things that are happening on a daily basis that wouldn't happen if there was a harbour master there on a full-time basis looking after those piers. So, you know, we think it's very, very important that that happens, and the council take this seriously now and get another harbour master employed here in Inishowen.
And is it looking hopeful that that will happen?
Well, the Director of Service, who has Director of Service Road, who has the responsibility for Marine, has said today that he will bring that back to senior management and that they will discuss and see a way now before our budget in December, that we might be able to apply for funding through the department to get an extra harbour master here in Inishowen. But it's not something we're going to let go here. It's something that has to happen. And we did make it very clear to the Director today that we want this to happen, and we want to see an avenue that funding can be got to get an extra harbour master for Inishowen.